A reading from the Gospel of St. Luke. At that time, so many people were crowding together that they were trampling one another underfoot. And Jesus began to speak first to his disciples. Beware of the leaven, that is, the hypocrisy of the Pharisees. There is nothing concealed that will not be revealed, nor secret that will not be known. Therefore, whatever you have said in the darkness will be heard in the light, and what you have whispered behind closed doors will be proclaimed on the housetops. I tell you, my friends, do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but after that can do no more. I shall show you whom to fear. Be afraid of the one who, after killing, has the power to cast into Gehenna. Yes, I tell you, be afraid of that one. Are not five sparrows sold for two small coins? Yet not one of them has escaped the notice of God. Even the hairs of your head have all been counted. Do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. You know, there is a bit of a puzzle about the comments Jesus has to make about the Pharisees in today's reading. In some other parts of the scriptures, there are some indications that the Pharisees are good guys. In Acts, Gamaliel, a Jewish scholar who was a Pharisee, seems unfazed by what he hears about the way, the Christian way. Paul himself is a Pharisee, and when Paul is on trial for his faith in the risen Jesus, the Pharisees speak up for him, since they share his belief in bodily resurrection. It seems, however, that by the time Luke comes to write his gospel, something has changed. In Acts, we read of certain Pharisees who invade Paul's mission and start making demands that all people must adhere to Jewish laws about circumcision and food laws and so on. In fact, their pronouncement was such that without strictly following the law of Moses, all 613 of those commandments, a person cannot be saved. Paul was obliged to travel to Jerusalem in order to clarify the issue, and Peter made it clear that followers of the way were not constrained by adherence to Jewish laws. Jesus Christ had come to redeem all humankind. Perhaps that should have been the end of it, but it seems that the Pharisees had continued to press their argument in Christian communities. And so we read in Luke about Pharisees criticizing Jesus for eating with sinners and being quite certain about who is allowed to belong to God's holy community and who isn't. The main problem with the Pharisees, as Luke sees it, is their narrow-mindedness. Jesus, in today's reading, calls them hypocrites. That is, they're just acting a part, claiming to be God's people. But in fact, they are self-righteous, claiming that they have no need of repentance. And Jesus calls their hypocrisy leaven. That's the piece of dough left over from bread making, which has become fermented. The Jews thought of it as corrupt and a symbol of evil. And Jesus condemned the Pharisees' narrow view of what defines the community of God. He's clear that even though the arguments of the Pharisees may seem to be founded on Mosaic law, deep within the tradition of Jewish commitment to holiness, in fact, there is a false position. The kingdom of God is open to all people who seek in truth. The good news is that God's light both exposes the darkness of evil and overcomes hatred with love, pride with humility, pretense with integrity and truthfulness. It seems odd also that Jesus should say quite a lot about fear. What's fear got to do with the kingdom of God? Well, of course, the Pharisees claimed to themselves the right to judge who could enter God's kingdom. They cast the fear of damnation into the hearts of those they preached at. But Jesus reminds us that we should not be intimidated by the ranting of hypocritical Pharisees. Only God has the power to cast into Gehenna after he has killed. And of course, the only one God casts into hell is the one who has made a choice to separate him or herself definitively from God. And fear those, don't fear those people who come to you heedless of the God of love, the God of mercy, the God of welcome. Don't you like the little joke Luke has Jesus telling us at the end? A chirpy sparrow's in the tree outside my window take a good deal of my cat Sam's attention, but they are even more precious to God. And it's nice to know that the few hairs I have left on my head are not forgotten either.